This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Getting so close to reunion time in Dallas, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Dr. Rashid Batar will be there with all of us. And Dr. Batar, really, really stoked to be seeing you. And we'll have the whole family there as well. And just, I know we got to do advanced medicine tonight, but I'm already living in the future.
Well, yeah, we're all looking forward to it, Robert. So it's going to be a good week. I've actually got to give a lecture at Duke first before then. A couple of days before, and then right after that, head over to Dallas.
Duke Energy or Duke University?
Duke Energy.
Gotcha. Now, they need some help because some of the stuff they do pretty polluting. I bet you're going to have a little bit to say about cleaning up their bodies.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I think Duke Energy is a much bigger audience than Duke University.
Probably so, yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I've actually have talked to members of Duke's faculty before when I was involved with the TAC trial with the chelation through NIH. But this is a little bit different.
Well, there's big news last hour about Chinese clinical trials for drugs, 80% fabricated. Another story about overview, and this was in a major I think a British medical journal. Published out of 3,000 common medical practices, 1,500 have unknown effectiveness. Only a third may be beneficial. 3% are likely to be harmful. But, I mean, it's like becoming more and more evident, as we've talked about consciousness shifts. It used to be subtle, or the first few people that could actually see through the matrix, right, could show it. Now it's becoming so overt and obvious, you have to be a dunderhead not to see it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I totally agree with you, Robert. And I think it also, though, even though what you said is true, you've also got the opposite side where there's more and more awareness from those that know. It's almost like there's a growing propensity on both sides. Those that are becoming aware, there's more people becoming aware, and then the thunderheadedness that you're talking about is also growing. So there's a rift that's becoming more distinguishable, that's becoming more prominent, I think, between those that know and those that aren't.
Well, yeah, I think so. The fighting back, the pushback, the antagonism towards this, but it's becoming harder for them to win like they used to, or the appearance of them winning by shouting people down. You know, even those that yell against homeopathy are having little or no successes. It continues to proliferate around the world, and people are going, you know what? I think energy medicine is legitimate, and it doesn't kill you. That's a good thing, as opposed to those who are against it, who are only for medicine that can kill you, as evidence of its legitimacy.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up, because when you're looking at energetics and energy medicine, some of the things that are coming down the pipeline, I mean, they are so powerful. In fact, today in the clinic all day, that's all we were doing, implementing a new type of technology. It's not actually new, but it's the use of it and the implications and the impact it's having, just remarkable. And it's all sound-based. I'm not going to say any more than that, except that when we're together in Dallas in another week and a half,
yes,
you're gonna witness it firsthand, and I promise you it's going to blow you away.
I'm looking forward to it. That'll be great. We can talk about it then from experience. Now, there's an article in Forbes, of all places, Forbes, which is considered an economic magazine, and they got this guy, Brian Koberlin, who's an astrophysicist, writing about vaccines and mercury. And this guy, the headline is why anti-vaxxers are wrong about mercury and shots. This guy is going full on, I'm going to call him a mercury retard. I'm going to say it's politically incorrect, but I'm going to say it because this guy is absolutely, dunderhead is a kind word to say, because he's going with the ethyl mercury, methyl mercury scam. Of course, completely ignoring the fact that they're injecting it as if it's being put into your gastrointestinal tract. It's not. I don't know if you got a chance to read the article.
I have not read the article yet, Robert. Everything that you're saying, it seems like it's going to be an interesting read, but I have not read that article.
Yeah, he's basically doing the same argument we've heard for years. The thimerosal in the vaccines breaks down in the body, according to this guy, into ethyl mercury. And since our bodies can remove ethyl mercury, it doesn't bioaccumulate, which is different from the methyl mercury found in trace amounts in certain fish, which is really dangerous, he says.
Well, the facts are that ethyl mercury is not able to be cleared out of the body. So that statement itself is wrong. And that's already been changed. Methyl mercury is actually clear out of the system easier than ethyl mercury. Ethyl mercury is more persistent and is actually anywhere between 500 to 1,000 times more difficult to clear out of the body than inorganic mercury. So if they're making that statement, that's not accurate. That's categorically incorrect.
But he's an astrophysicist, so obviously he's qualified to determine what ethyl mercury and methyl mercury and how they work through the body and are metabolized. Because that's what this guy is a last ditch effort out there writing in an economic magazine to try and convince people to get flu shots. I mean, this is how desperate they are.
Yeah, so I don't think anything needs to be said. there's no commentary necessary to go on. Economic journal, astrophysicist mm-hmm. talking about a physiological medical issue. I don't think anything more needs to be said.
No. And then there's another article here. This is really interesting. This was at healthfinder.gov, and they're scratching their heads on this one. They're saying, you know what? It's weird, but certain parents are more likely to skip kids' flu shots, not get the flu shots for their kids. And you're wondering, well, which people are these? Which parents are these? These are the parents, evidently, who engage in the utilization of CAM practices, complementary alternative medicine, which obviously we believe should be the regular medicine and the alternative should be the pharmaceutical side of things. But they're saying parents who send their kids to acupuncturists are less likely to have their kids vaccinated with flu shots than those who do not. I mean, like, really? Is this a surprise?
Yeah, so the question is, for me at least, why is that a surprise, and why would you expect anything different? That's the first thing. Second thing is, which is interesting that you brought this up, because VanVCD, we haven't talked about VanVCD, but I just looked at the data. We are approaching 11,000 respondents to that survey, and I will send you two screenshots of the data of comparing vaccinated with non-vaccinated kids, and those that are ahead of their peer group, let's just say those that are behind their peer group. Now, this is subjective, but those that are behind their peer group in the patient population that has been vaccinated compared to patients that have not been vaccinated, the patients that have been vaccinated, it's exponentially higher. The difference between the two groups, Robert, is so astronomical, it defies all statistical significance. It's way, way, way beyond statistical significance. And anybody can go to vanvcd.org and go to the results page, and you can filter the data however you want. You can do it based upon sex. You can do male or female. You can do it based upon age. You can do it based upon vaccination, non-vaccinated children. And you can look at the difference between the various pathologies that they are suffering from, what their parents had, if any medical conditions, what their learning disabilities or their learning aptitude, if they're ahead of their peer group, all that stuff you can see, and it is amazing. So, you know, you were saying that it's, why is that surprising? The parents that have had CAM therapies, that they're less likely to inoculate the children. The reason is very simple. It's common sense, because they know how much damage is induced by vaccinating the children. And then when you start looking at the data from, this has nothing to do with parents that have been exposed to CAM therapies or not. This is just looking at the raw data of parents describing their own children's response post-vaccination and how they have cognitively developed after that versus parents that have never had the children vaccinated, so there was no cognitive impairment. And you start looking at that data, it is unbelievable.
This is maybe why we need the astrophysicists back to comment on this, because it's so astronomical, the difference between the two data sets, if you will. If you look at the health of the children who have not been vaccinated versus those who have. I've just sent it out through the social networks, and you can go to vanvcd.org. If you haven't submitted information about your kids, whether they've been fully or partially vaccinated or not vaccinated at all, and your assessment of their health and their status, it's fascinating what's coming out. I can't wait to look at those screenshots, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, and just for people that, you know, obviously I'm not going to be sending screenshots to, anybody can go to that website, and at the bottom, look at where it says results. Click on results, and you can filter the data however you want, but I'm going to send you, Robert, two screenshots, and if you want to send it out on social media or however you want to do it, it's just looking at the cognitive function and response where the parents decide ahead of the peer group, with the peer group, or behind the peer group in the vaccinated population versus a non-vaccinated population. And to have statistical significance, you have to have an N of 32 or greater. We've got like 6,490-some in the vaccinated group versus like, you know, 4,500, whatever it is. It's in the thousands in both groups. And so you can see how significantly different the data is. But it's remarkable.
Indeed. And, of course, with the attempts to have children vaccinated for everything and anything, whether it includes mercury in the shot or not, of course, they've added aluminum now when there's not mercury or there's less mercury, there's still aluminum. It's just an absolute mess. And as I said last hour, there's basically no way they can defend these practices anymore. So they increasingly resort to lying and making stuff up, like Zika, now causing neurological degradation when it doesn't cause microcephaly. So they can blame the virus for all the things that they're doing. It used to be just toxic pollutants from the environment at large. Now it's the pollutants they put into a syringe and inject into your children in the name of protecting them, somehow stimulating an antibody response of their immune system. Never mind the fact that their attempts to do so are destroying the immune system, causing autoimmunity and even cancer. Dr. Bitar is with me, as he is every week as we kick off the week doing advanced medicine together. You can find him online at Dr. Bitar, BUTTAR.com, as well as his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. If you're coming to Dallas, maybe he'll sign a copy for you if you have it there. All right, back with more powerful healing after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Rashid Buttar, drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Could a doctor's words have an impact on whether you as a parent acquiesce and allow him to give you or her to give your child an HPV shot, a vaccine? That is the question in this healthfinder.gov article, and it determines, yeah. And they try to train these doctors, Dr. Buttar, how to convince parents to get a shot that doesn't even do what they say it does.
Yeah, the shots are obviously designed, I mean, this is more propaganda, of course, but they're trying to, I mean, there's so many different components that come to mind over here. You know, it goes from the whole spectrum of misinformation, fear-mongering, all the way up to pure evilness. Why would you introduce something into a child that is not going to help them? And not that it's a question that if it can or cannot help them from those that know, because we know that the people that are behind this, they do know the truth. But it's actually the detrimental component. Under the pretense of protecting your child, or under pretense of intimidating the parent that, hey, if you want to protect your child, you should do this, you're actually causing harm. And the first rule of medicine, the first rule for the doctors that they're asking to, you know, propagate this message is do no harm. So at the very, very least, if you're not certain, you should say, well, if our precept to start our concept is to not do any harm, then we shouldn't be doing anything. We shouldn't be introducing any kind of vaccination or any of those type of components.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, this article at healthfinder.gov, I mean, they basically are, I would say, lying, but I mean, it's misstatement of facts. I don't know how you put it out when they say HPV causes most cases of cervical cancer. That right there is indefensible. There is no
there's no validity to that whatsoever.
Right there, they start, and then they expand from there. It gets worse, but I mean this idea. And then they're trying to convince doctors to tell the patients, here, you have to say this to convince them. We figured out what parents want to hear, and here's the statement they came up with. Doctor, you should say this to your patients. I strongly believe in the importance of this cancer-preventing vaccine for name your child. Now, it's not a cancer-preventing vaccine. It's never been approved to prevent cancer. It's only approved for, four out of 120 strains of HPV for this so-called STD-type virus. But they just basically went the leap. They went off the deep end, and they're living in a pharmaceutical fantasy world.
Yeah, and so, Robert, when you start bringing up this point, you know, think about it for a second. It's indication of what you stated when we started the show today, that this is how desperate they're getting, that they now have to try to convince the doctors of what to say. And most doctors are just going to say what they're told to say because they think that's what the right thing to do is, because that's what the manufacturers, that's what the medical boards, that's what the hierarchy or their professional organizations and societies are telling them to say. So they're just going to regurgitate that information.
Why can't we just call them robots instead of doctors?
Well, that's exactly what they are. They're robotic. That's exactly right. I always said that they're non-inventive cooks. They're just following a recipe that they've been told is works, and that's it. And there's no deviance from it. And here's the other problem. Anybody that is going to deviate from it, anybody who's going to exercise independent thought, they're ostracized, they're demonized, they're minimized, they're, you know, persecuted. They're singled out, and this standard of care is brought in, that you are not following the standard of care, because the standard of care is that, hey, you got to maim the children by prescribing these vaccines, and that's the standard of care. And if you're in violation of standard of care, we're going to take your license, and we're going to parade you through the town square and hang you upside down and put a satanic cross on, whatever it is.
Whatever they can do to frighten people away from you. And then we have the story about this teenage adolescent boy, Colton Barrett, given the three rounds of the HPV vaccine, Gardasil. After the third round, he starts losing function, and now he's paralyzed from the neck down. What do they say? Well, no, they're going to say it's caused by the Zika virus. I know. That's
the Zika virus. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Jeez.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Absolutely. We are living in a pharmaceutical fantasy world. It's time to get off of that bus if you haven't already. If you're on with us here each week doing advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, the likelihood of you being victimized by a Gardasil shot is nil, because you know better. But what about your friends and family members? Are you telling them about it? And by the way, not only are the archives available everywhere around the web, but if you want to hone in on what Dr. Bitar and I do together each week, go to medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of advanced medicine for your listening edification.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back out of here, Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Batar. We have, more, obviously, vaccine stories than we can cover in any one segment, much less 1 hour together, and we've talked about it so many times over the years. It's interesting when you get more backstory information, even coming directly from the CDC, which I look at as largely a corrupt agency that cannot function any longer with any degree of integrity. But if you go back to studies in this one, Dr. Pitar goes back to 1999, a study out of CDC, and it said that food proteins such as gelatin used in the manufacture of vaccines can cause the development of sometimes life-threatening food allergies in children. And they actually release acknowledgement of anaphylactic reactions from the fact that they have some things that can stimulate these food allergies in the vaccines themselves.
Yeah, this is actually an interesting article. I didn't really know what to make of it, but it's an interesting observation. So this is something that, I'm interested in what you think about this one, Robert, because I really didn't know what to make out of this one.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you start injecting these foreign proteins that you'd normally ingest through the alimentary canal, the digestive tract, and you interface with in a way that we have been interfacing with as long as there's been humans and animals on the planet. And suddenly you take those substances, seemingly even safe food substances like gelatin, and you inject it. And you expect that there'd be no harm from that. Suddenly these proteins have access to areas like with leaky gut that they don't belong, and your body, your immune system, reacts to those proteins. And not only that, of course, we've seen the anaphylaxis not only from that, but also peanuts, because some of the manufacturer vaccines, somehow they used some semblance of peanuts in the manufacture as well, and that precipitated a rise in something that was very rare before, these peanut allergies.
Okay, so really what we're talking about here is the adjuvants that they're talking about. And, of course, anytime you start taking one unknown, combining with other unknowns, and then expecting the body not to react in a certain predictable manner, the body's going to react in the way that the ultimate engineer created the body to react, and that is that it sees anything as foreign, anything as an antigen, anything as a haptin, it's going to have an antigen antibody reaction. It's going to have some type of a response, and then the body's going to develop some type of what we refer to as an allergenicity. So is that the line that you're going down?
Well, certainly. I mean, the thing is, it's one thing to, again, normally you encounter proteins from food, no biggie. Why is it that some of these proteins suddenly cause an anaphylactic near-death reaction? What would do that? It's not a normal response unless you've encountered that protein in an abnormal way, that is, injecting it into the blood, into the interstitial fluids, into areas where these proteins in this form are not ever supposed to get, because in the digestive process they're broken down in their base amino acids.
Right. Okay, so actually when I reviewed this, and I did it in a very, very quick manner, I didn't understand what the point they were trying to make, and now I understand what you're saying, and because of what you're saying, I understand now what they were trying to say in the study. You know, that's part of what you're saying, I agree with 100%, but I think part of it also comes back to the issue of the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just what's being introduced into the system that causes the IgE-mediated reaction, which is when a person ends up having an anaphylactic reaction, or IgG-mediated reaction, which is more like a delayed reaction. I think part of it has to do with what we do to the terrain in the idea of trying to do something that is preventive for a child. So I'm thinking of a very specific thing right now, and that is the use of mercury as a preservative, as we've discussed already in one of the previous components with this astrophysicist talking about in economic journal about thimerosal ethyl mercury being eliminated from the body. Mercury, we have seen clinically that people that have severe allergies, whether it's asthma type, acute respiratory distress type allergies versus delayed IgE-mediated food allergies versus seasonal allergies versus whatever it may end up being, those that have had a very aggressive history of vaccination are the ones that are the most susceptible to these types of allergic responses. So it's ruining the terrain. Obviously, what you're talking about, the protein complex and how it's the body's reacting in a certain type of compensatory mechanism, that's one thing. But also what we're doing to the terrain by using some of these things that have a detrimental effect, and then the body's immune response becoming either, one, accentuated or becoming diminished. If it becomes accentuated, you start having these reactions like the hypersensitivity, the scleroderma, the myasthenia gravis, the multiple sclerosis, the lupus, all these hyperimmune responses versus, and then we call those autoimmune conditions, right? Because it's actually not autoimmune condition. We've made the immune response hyper-responsive, and now it's turning on itself. Or it has a hypoimmune response, as we see with diabetes, with cancer, with some of these other conditions. So we are actually creating a disruption within the mechanism of the natural response of the body to fight anything that's foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is a defense mechanism.
It violates the first do no harm principle from the word go.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, again, we come back to these shots causing paralysis, et cetera, but of course, rather than acknowledge and look face to face in the mirror at themselves and what they've become, they lie, just like they tell the doctors, lie to get these shots given. Tell them what they have to. Give them what they want to hear, right? And of course, the disasters keep growing. Last week, Dr. Bitar, I know we had you on delayed because you were in the air, but that Monday I was with the Vax team. They have their bus now. They're touring. They've got an RV and they've wrapped it in the Vax thing, and they're having families come and visit the bus wherever they end up, whether they show the film Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe or not. They're having these family members come and tell their stories of vaccine injury. And in fact, last week I interviewed a man, Bryce, whose son died after a vaccine. So it's not just injury, it's death too. And they're all signing the bus. And as of last week, there were approaching 2,000 families that had signed on behalf of vaccine injured or killed children. And this is becoming the face of reality, making real that which you've been seeing in your clinical practice for many years, but the general public has been somewhat shielded from because the mainstream media doesn't cover it this way.
Yeah, and I think that's probably part of the issue is, you know, they're trying to keep everybody in the Middle Ages by preventing the dissemination of this information. But obviously we're not in the Middle Ages with the advent of the Internet and people picking up a phone and contacting somebody across the other side of the world, you know, at virtually no cost. It's going to be hard for them to stem this tide that's becoming a tsunami. And it's hitting more and more people. People are becoming aware, and they're becoming very upset and very aggravated and very angry at what's happening. Even Trump has talked about this, you know, given all his shortcomings, even he's talked about the importance of being more judicious in the use of vaccinations and its association with autism and some of these other neurological impairments. But, you know, when you talk about, Robert, you said earlier on that telling doctors what to do and you know, to encouraging doctors to give a certain message, this is not the first time, it's not the second time. You know, this is historically, they've always done this. Advent of the mammogram, for example, you know, if you start looking at the history, the mammogram issue, it in all the reviews, all the retrospective studies and all the Cochrane analysis, it was always shown that it had no statistical advantage. They had the Big China study that they did with 19,000 women, and they found that the use of self-breast exams compared to mammograms, there was no increase in early detection. There was no increase in survival. And I think that was probably skewed because with the exposure of radiation from the mammograms and the compression of the breast and causing the trauma to the breast, I'm sure there was a higher incidence of people that were of breast cancer and people that were using the mammograms. But, you know, why did they start using mammograms as a screening tool? Well, that does, that's what Congress at that time determined that the public wanted after their little focus groups analysis, that people wanted something. And even though they knew the mammograms had no benefit, they propagated it as if it was something that was necessary. And right. When asked why, the answer was because the public wants it. So it's not the first time doctors are being told what to say because the public wants it. And this is what, you know, we've done our focus group analysis. We know this is what the public wants. So give them what they want.
Yeah, even though the public doesn't want it, they just say they want it. And that's
exactly
an excuse. Like the flu shot back in 1975, 76, Gerald Ford rushed out the swine flu shot. It killed more people than the swine flu hurt anybody, right? And there's a lot of paralysis, Guillain-Barré, et cetera. They should have rethought it. Any rational, sane doctor would have said, you know, this is a disaster. We need to rethink our strategy here. Instead, they doubled down, and each year they promoted the flu shot more and more and more. Of course, there's more paralysis, there's more injury, and of course now they get to blame the Zika virus. So this is where we are. Now, I want to switch gears to the subject seemingly more superficial, no pun intended, acne. Acne sufferers, according to this.
That was good, Robert. That was
yeah,
good.
You like that one? Don't try this
yeah,
at home. Only professional. Super Don would have loved that one. they're talking about acne sufferers. The headline reads, they live longer. If you suffer from acne, you're going to suffer from acne longer than people who don't suffer from acne at all, longer than they live. What's going
well,
on
actually,
here?
Well, here's the thing. This could be something like when people with bad skin, they just mm-hmm. feel like they're living longer because
of the bad skin. Oh, the horror, right? The horror. No, this is not an advertisement for Clearasil or anything like that. But my first response when I saw this headline was like, you know, when I saw people who had skin reactions, they tended to have less serious internal diseases, heart disease or other things. And I felt, knowing what I knew about homeopathy and the excretory pathways, if the liver kidneys were congested, if you have the ability to adapt and throw things out to the skin, that would be an adaptation for survival. If you don't have that adaptive ability, or seemingly less than others, you might succumb to an internal disease because your detoxification pathways are congested.
Yeah, and I think that that would fall right along the same lines as my thought process, and that is that the skin is the largest organ of detoxification, and if you've got bad skin, it indicates your skin is detoxing, which means there's less toxin load in the body. So, you know, whether it's at an adaptogenic type response, I don't know, but I think that it's basically the same thing, that there's less crap in the body because there's more coming out. That's what manifests. The crap that's coming out of the body is manifesting as the skin eruption, the acne, poor skin, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But there's less in the body being retained, and so the person is actually healthier and less likely to succumb to some disease that's going to be directly related to a toxicity.
Right. And this doesn't mean we get to ignore the internal milieu or environment. It means that obviously you're adapting to it, but if we heal the liver, if we heal the gut, hey, guess what? Your acne goes away. How many times does that happen? Clear the
Always.
Gut. Yeah, exactly. Watch the skin heal up, folks. All right, we got one more segment on Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bittar. Having a great time, as always. We'll tell you how to listen if you miss it, and it'll be really easy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You got to do a little bit encore exposition on acne because a lot of folks are like, oh, man, you mean you're telling me the blemishes are good for me? Well, we're not saying that they're awesome for you. Obviously not the way you like to look, but as an adaptation for survival, it may be advantageous to you. But as we were mentioning, if you clear out the inner terrain, eventually your skin clears up every time. Dr. Batar, you've seen that too.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the first thing when we do a gut detox on people that have problems with the alimentary system, one of the standard things we warn people is that don't be surprised if you start getting some type of skin eruption, acne, whatever other type of skin damages that come up, because that's going to be basically evidence that you're detoxing. And they usually start feeling better at the time that the skin eruptions arrive, even though they may not like getting the skin eruptions, they start feeling better. And then after a while, the skin eruptions will disappear, and then they're well on their way to recovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And you know, I've observed this, too, particularly with Asians, like people from Japan or even Korea, that have, you know, the beautiful porcelain skin when they're on their native diets. They come to America, eat the Western food, and the first thing you see are these massive cystic acne or acne breakouts. It's like this beautiful skin is just altered. And, of course, their guts are being destroyed by what we've done to the food here relative to the kind of clean food they were on in their native land. So, again, that's just something observational I had seen over the years when I began to look at people in a different way.
Yeah, and I think we see this. Some people that may say, well, that this maybe could be an allergic response or people having a not used to the American diet. In actuality, it's exactly what you said, because you can take people from many different parts of the world, and then when they come to the U.S., they start having GI distress. And you can take people from the U.S. and send them on vacation to certain parts of the world, and they things that they've had problems with will slowly dissipate over a week, 2 weeks. And when they come back to the States, those same problems will reoccur, again, because of what we do to the foods. It's not the food itself. It's what we do to the foods, the homogenization,
right,
the pasteurization, the irradiation, the genetic modification, and all the other implications of what's happening to our systems from the food that we're eating and what we do to the food.
Exactly. All right. Now, I don't want to stress you out about the American food, but don't eat it unless it's clean and organic or you know it where it came from. But talking about stress, you'll like this story to wrap up today. Therapists now here in the United States, this is reflecting poorly on us. I'm not you and me, but I'll just talk about the millennials. Last hour, I talked about the new disease where a millennial can't even. You know, it's like, I can't even. Well, here's an extension of that. Therapists are now treating patients stressed out about our presidential election.
When I heard this, Robert, I actually started laughing because it was so funny. And yet, even though it's funny, and, you know, we're going to laugh about it because you laughed about it, we both laughed about it, but if you think about it, it probably is a good reason to be stressed. Any other time in history.
I suppose, but, you know, the media is certainly ratcheting up worst-case scenarios if Hillary gets in, if Trump gets in. It's like, listen, it honestly, I don't mean to be a bummer, but it's a disaster either way because we got $20 trillion in debt, and there's going to be hell to pay eventually. And even if Trump gets in, I think he's aware of it. He brought up the issue of the bubble and the Fed, so he's not unaware of these things. Hillary could care less about these things. I think she's doesn't mind seeing the destruction of America. That's just my opinion in observing her. She's all about herself. But, you know, yes, there's stuff to be stressed about. I think re-energize and start detaching from that, disconnecting from that. Don't let it impact you the same way because you've given your power away at that point. No matter who's president, you know what I'm saying? There's no political savior.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point what you just made, to detach, because you can't change anything. You can't change that. It comes down to the serenity prayer. Please, God, help me to change the things that I can change, the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. So I think if we're talking about this from a serious perspective, I think people need to use that component. But to be a little bit light about the subject, there was a joke that I heard, but of course it's probably been applicable for all elections, and that's that if God really wanted us to have a president, he would have given us a candidate.
That's good. In the meantime, lots of cannabis, folks. You'll be okay. Lots of CBD, relax, chill out, become a Rastafarian or a Pastafarian or something. All right, Dr. Bukhar, another great episode of Advanced Medicine with you, my friend. Go to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours available for your download for free. Learn all about it, drbukhar.com. Links are up, robertscottbell.com. We'll see you next week in Dallas at The Truth About Cancer, Dr. Bukhar. Thanks, and take us out. Tell them what they need to know, my friend.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.